Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Tembisa Fakuda, who is a political analyst, senior researcher, and fellow at Africa Asia Dialogue. Do you suffer from road rage at all? Good morning.
No, not at all. I try not to. I breathe.
You breathe. Okay, fine. I just look at how ugly people look when they're road raging, and I think if I have to do that, I can't afford to do that. Like, I just, you know, it's not a good look for anybody road raging. Anyway, nor is the terrible situation that unfolded in Jenin over the last week or so, followed by a funeral where the images are just really, really awful. So it's fascinating to watch, and often I think of it when we look at the number of other journalists, unfortunately, tragically killed in the last year, 19 of them. We don't see this type of reaction yet. Unfortunately, here we do. Does this mean that the loss of life is being used as a political pawn to make political statements? How do we actually focus on the person who has died and not the causes that everybody wants to attach to? It's not a simple one, Tembisa, is it?
Well, I think the Israeli forces score their own goals. One would have expected them to be a little bit more circumspect. You know, every camera was there.
Absolutely.
To have this group of police going to attack a coffin in the manner that they did, notwithstanding that you have every single camera looking at you at that particular time. I think it was, I can't explain it. For anyone who cares about the image of his nation, to go and do something like that is basically just damaging and further throwing the Israeli brand out the window. It was for me irresponsible, and it was uncalled for. I mean, I knew Shireen, by the way, because I used to be with Al Jazeera for a very long time. I ran the office of Al Jazeera in sub-Saharan Africa, and I then moved to Doha. So I knew Shireen very well. Now, one would have expected a different action from the Israeli police instead of what we saw on the Friday, which no one, particularly coming from South Africa, was quite offensive, you know. It reminded
well,
you
I think
of
from
the
anywhere.
Old days of apartheid.
Right. So I think from anywhere. The problem is that Israel's already, you know, I was thinking about this over the weekend, and just follow my thought process here. If we hear the story of Little Red Riding Hood, but we don't know the story, and we come into it when there's a wolf lying peacefully in the bed, reading or flipping through Instagram or something, and all of a sudden an aggressive hunter barges through the door and shoots the wolf and starts ripping the stomach open, and then it fades. And that's all we see in the story. Everybody's going to be very, very angry with this wolf, angry with the hunter, and be very sympathetic to the wolf. And unfortunately, the way in which Israel is reported in the media, and if we look at what's happened over the last couple of months, where tens of Israelis have been murdered in their cities just for being Jewish and living there, but it's not reported throughout the world, we can't expect people to react any other way. Then we have this tragic death of a journalist, which is very, very sad. We still don't know really who fired the bullet. I'm not even sure it matters, because she's still unfortunately dead. And then obviously the funeral, which now becomes a focus, where I agree with you wholeheartedly that Israel scored an incredible own goal by not being better prepared for this. So the whole situation is almost the spaghetti of mess that can't be untangled to determine anything real.
Well, you know, I've spent time in Israel, and I've spent time in Palestine. Mm. And what I've seen over the past is that the Israeli police don't get the memo often on how to behave. And most of them are ultra-nationalists who refuse to keep in touch with what's really going on the ground. I mean, what you saw there was a simple monkey sees, monkey does. For them, they are representing the state. And I'm not quite sure whether the government was quite proud of what they saw their police doing. I mean, it's basic, you know, ill-mannered, ill-disciplined police force that represented, for me, they were reminiscent of the old apartheid police that we used to deal with in the township.
Mm.
No normal human being will act like that. I mean, they were about to drop the coffin. Mm. Now you wonder what's wrong with these people. I mean, you can't explain it. I know a lot of Israelis who have condemned this.
I'm not suggesting this was okay in any way. As you said, and I think your words were right, it's an own goal. But it's not only just about a funeral, is it? It's also about the fact that context does count. And the fact that Israelis are living with this amount of terror and Israelis are being murdered almost weekly, just whether it's in Tel Aviv, it's not even in the so-called occupied areas, and it's not reported, is definitely a concern. Why aren't we talking about journalists being killed in other areas, in other conflicts? Why is only this journalist focused on? And it doesn't detract from the tragedy of her death, but it does talk to context and the way in which things are being reported.
Well, the agents of now, Howard, and the agents of last week, in terms of news packaging,
mm-hmm.
was Shireen Abu Akleh. And one would have expected that, you know, notwithstanding the reasons behind and the accusations behind the killing, you would have expected that the Israeli police would have acted in a much more PR-savvy manner.
I agree.
Instead, it's like rubbing salt into the wound. You know that the world is looking at you at that particular moment. You put salt into the wound. You continue acting the way you act. But I think the final blow was when that coffin was about to collapse. I mean, I spoke to my mom, who's not political in any way or form, but who has been to Israel.
Visuals are horrific.
It's horrific. Mm. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, you have a history of a people who continue to contribute positively towards the world. I mean, the Jewish nation has given us fashion, music, medicine, all the beautiful things that we have in the world. Now you have this small group of individuals who go and throw that out the window. You know, and for me, it's really, really heartbreaking, because it's taking a people's heritage and culture, and you just throw it out the window. And I don't think anyone should defend this, by the way. If the situation is to be saved at the moment, we have to be reasonable in terms of condemning those people who did that act. The best that we can do, forget about going into Israeli government and Israeli force and all of that, just those particular individuals must be condemned. And I think that will save the day, instead of us trying to find ways of trying to justify why those guys did what they did, which is inhumane, bad manners, bad culture, in any way or form, whatever way you look at it, it was not right.
What?
You know, they shouldn't have done that, because all cameras were looking at them. You can't go anywhere. I mean, including at the moment, by the way, I've been reading Haaretz, I've been reading the Times of Israel. People are condemning what has happened.
Oh, there's no question. No, there's no question.
It's not humane, you know.
No, it doesn't. Certainly was not something that was appropriate or acceptable in any way to... it certainly didn't seem that way. And unless there's some other story behind it, which, no, as you say, the Israeli press is not reporting either, then certainly it is deeply, deeply problematic. Mary Ann says, Howard, I don't agree with your comments that it doesn't matter whether she was shot by Palestinians or Israelis. The matter is her death. Well, that's what I said. I believe we must speak truth to power. The truth is the veteran journalist was fulfilling her duty admirably. Was shot, and evidence of who shot her is where justice lies. Well, yes and no. Unfortunately, journalists are in very, very difficult situations, and I'm not sure if at the end, I can tell you, Mary Ann, that no one shot her deliberately. It does neither the Palestinian nor the Israeli cause any good to have killed a journalist. That is absolutely clear. Nobody benefits from it. So I don't believe in any way that anybody shot her deliberately. I do believe she was a victim of war, as were the 19 journalists who were killed in Ukraine. But there is very, very little reaction around that. Just taking a look at lots and lots of comments around it.
What I think, Howard, is the best that should have been done on Friday, separate the two. there's historical misunderstanding which is not going to be solved in a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have a crime that was committed, and a woman died.
Mm-hmm.
A journalist of a stature, the whole world was watching.
Mm-hmm.
The best that should have been done, perhaps send some representatives from the government of Israel.
Absolutely.
To go to their funeral, show some sort of, you know, I mean, minus, remove the historical challenges and the historical misunderstanding. You have the agent of that particular time. It's a human agent. It had nothing to do with politics. Well, it might have had something to do with politics, but we don't care about that at the time. At the time, you care about this journalist who has died. And I think it's a lost opportunity, if you ask me.
I think you're 100%
right. It was a lost
right.
opportunity.
And I don't disagree.
At least from people like Yair Lapid, you'd have expected at least him doing something, going, issuing a statement, standing in front and, you know, saying we're going to, you know, but to go on and add the salt to the wound the way it's done, I don't think it was good for brand Israel. I think we woke up this morning, brand Israel has suffered much more
real
than
more
it has.
Mm.
And it's a missed opportunity. This should have been used to further extend the hand of peace negotiations or something to that effect. You know, forget about the historical politics and all the things that the Palestinians and you and I don't agree with, but let's deal with this particular opportunity which presented itself in terms of how do you go forward. But to have those individuals with shamboks going and beating people and killing a coffin, I mean, no one can really justify that, and it's very, very difficult.
Very,
I
very
think it would be very
to.
Difficult for even the PR experts.
I don't think it's about PR. I do think it's about understanding the situation. I do think that there's an element of post-traumatic stress that Israelis suffer from. I think that they were obviously very, very nervous. It doesn't mean that it was handled well. It certainly wasn't. And we're going to have to see where this goes. It is 8:48. I'm Howard Feldman. That was Thembisa Fikuda, who is a political analyst, senior research fellow at Africa-Asia Dialogue, talking to us about the events in Israel over the weekend.